You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. As the incoming Biden administration considers the question of forgiving student debt, one thing is for sure, the cost of a higher education continues to rise. The millennial generation, in particular, has felt the sting of thousands of dollars of student loans, causing, you know, many in that generation to delay, forego marriage, home buying, having children. So how can families save now to prevent this debt accumulation from happening for future students? Christy Stoll is the executive director of IDEAL, the Idaho College Savings Program, and joins us live by Zoom to tell us more. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So for people who don't know, what's an overview of the Idaho College Savings Program? You know, what's the goal of this program?
Well, to start, we're also called a 529. So sometimes people will hear that and they're not quite sure what that means. And 529 is the IRS code for college savings, just like 401k means retirement plan in IRS code. And it's a special program to help families save for future education goals in a tax-advantaged way. Every state has one, and we are it for Idaho. So we're called the IDEAL Idaho College Savings Program. And the goal really is to help save now so that you're not having to take any student loans in the future, or we're mitigating the amount that you do have to take.
Christy, how long has the program been around?
So we're about to go, 2021 will be our 20th year. And I run into people every single day who tell me, wow, I didn't even know Idaho had this program. And so sometimes I feel like it's the best kept secret. But so 2021 will be our 20th year. So we've been around for a while. And, but you know, what I will say is we do have a challenge of getting folks to save. We have about 5% of Idaho children 0 to 18 have somebody saving for them in the IDEAL program. And we know that every dollar that you save now is two less that potentially you're going to pay back in the future. So it's always a good time to start, really, to, you know, earlier the better, but anytime is a good time to start saving.
Wow, that's a paltry percentage, 5% for the 0 to 18 in terms of saving. So, okay, let's talk about barriers to entry. Can anyone set up a 529 account for a young person? And what is the minimum? What do they need to put in?
Good question. Yes, anyone can start a 529 for anybody else. You do not have to be related to the person. It's $25 to start your account, and there really is no minimum after that. So you don't have to put in money monthly, and you don't have to do it yearly. A lot of people put it in once a year, but any dollar amount that you do put in, you're able to deduct off of your state taxes up to $6,000 a year if you are an individual filer, and up to $12,000 a year if you're filing jointly as married. So you get a tax deduction. The money is going to go in. It's going to be growing tax deferred, meaning you're not going to pay any taxes each year when it's growing. And then on the way out, the money is going to be tax free for qualified withdrawals. So it's like a win-win-win, a trifecta for saving for the future. And this year, signed into law on March 24th by the governor of Idaho, we have a tax credit for employers who are actually investing in their employees' accounts. And that tax credit is up to $500 per employee per year of what they put in. So it's a 20% tax credit, meaning if the employer was to put in $2,500, they could then take that tax credit at the end of the year per employee. And we're really so excited about that because now Idaho's 529 has tax incentives for both the individual and the employer, which
this is great. This is great.
It takes, yeah, it does take a lot of effort for that really big goal. And if you can get your employer to help as well, that's such
but
a
let's
bonus.
Let's unpack these terms. Let's unpack these terms for folks who just heard you say tax deferred, tax-free,
right,
and tax credit. So let's just run through those again. A tax-deferred option means you don't pay at that time.
Right. And so sometimes, let's say, if many of us have a bank account and you might get interest every year on your bank account, maybe not a lot, but you might get some, and that at the end they send you a little form and you have to pay taxes on that growth. And so in your IDEAL account, it will be growing with the stock market and compounding interest. And that just goes into your account and it's tallied up. And as long as you're at the end, when you withdraw your money for a qualified expense, if you use it for one of the qualified expenses, which is the bulk of the costs for school, when you take the money out, all that tax deferred, all that growth will not be levied with any taxes from the feds or the state on the way out. Now, if you take it out for a non-qualified withdrawal, so let's say you go on vacation with the money or you pay other bills or something, then your growth would be taxed at that point.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Idaho's college savings program. It's called IDEAL, and executive director is Christy Stoll, who is with us now. Great. So not just parents, but uncles, aunts, grandparents, more. As you said, it doesn't have to be a family member. People can save for the young. Idaho is doing a poor job right now of saving for our young folks. You did mention the employer incentive. What kind of things have you heard from companies that are participating? Is this something that workers want in their benefit packages? Is it overlooked or is it well utilized?
You know, this is a brand new program for us, so we're just launching it. And we have a handful of employers that we're working with now. We hope to have many more. What we are finding nationally, there's a lot of evidence and some research showing that 75% of employees said help with paying for school is ultimately so important to them, and they really wish their employers would help. And then also 72% of people said customizable benefits such as a 529 would help increase their loyalty. And we're actually hearing that there is, we're working very closely with Hayden Beverage, and we did interview some of their employees who have been using the program for a while, and they echoed those sentiments. They said, you know, we feel like our CEO cares about our family. Another person said, when I'm talking about where I work, it's one of the things I brag about, that we have this benefit, this type of benefit. And at Hayden, they're actually matching. So they're, whatever the employee puts in, they're doing a match for their 529 contribution. So yes, I mean, I think this is such a great thing for employers who are trying to recruit and retain top quality people in this kind of a market. Sometimes that's really hard. And this is a evidence of do well in your company by doing good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's added incentive to any benefits package. But let's talk about demographics a bit, Christy. In the intro, we mentioned millennials, right? And their struggle with student debt throughout adulthood. I assume that the students who have funds in their names right now, probably mostly Gen Z, probably some millennials. What are the ages of these beneficiaries and the people funding these accounts? Do they tend to be, you know, 0 to 2? Are they in junior high? What ages are they?
So, you know, we've got all ages that people are saving for. The bulk of the ages right now are the age group of the beneficiaries with the most money in their accounts right now are between 13 years old and 15 years old, which I think makes sense since we're about 20 years old, right? So these are kids that have been in, somebody's been saving for a while. And their parents, or you would assume their parents or grandparents, but the demographic that are saving the most currently, account owner ages, are between the, you know, 40s and 50s. Again, I think that makes sense because when you're in your 40s and 50s, you're a little more established and you might have some extra money to be saving for these types of things, where it might be a little bit harder when you're newly starting out with really little kids. So, but we do have lots of folks on the other end that are using their money now, which we're so excited to see. Every year, the money that they're using, we call them withdrawals, those withdrawal levels are going up, which means the program is being used the way it's supposed to be. Those kids are using, I should say students, because it can be for an adult as well. Those students are using their funds for higher education goals, which is really heartening to see.
Christy, this is one of those economic lessons, but what's the advantage of time? You know, saving for kids just born versus saving for kids who like mine, are in junior high and just 4 years away from school. What's the advantage of savings over time?
Well, just like anything, right? The longer you have, the more you can save. Also, because these funds are typically 90% of our options are going to be invested some way with Vanguard funds. We do have an option that is FDIC insured that is not invested in the stock market. But for the most part, these are going to have market gains plus compounding interest. And the longer you're you're in that saving trajectory, the more you can compound and save. Additionally, for folks that maybe haven't started saving and feel like, oh my gosh, is it too late? It's not. It's never too late, right? Because again, if you think every dollar you save now is two less you have to pay back if you borrow. But additionally, we have gifting. So there's a gifting platform and you get a code and you can give it out to anyone. And they can gift directly to your account or your child's account or whatever. And this is a great time right now when we're all trying to think of very meaningful gifts for the holidays. And what is more meaningful than the gift of future education? And so when those folks are gifting to another person's account, if they're Idaho taxpayers, they also get a state tax deduction for their gift.
Mm. What a thing great, to put right? on your so, Christmas list, too. A savvy kid would put a gifting link.
So, listen. If you've got grandparents that are willing to gift, you know, that's a great reminder. One thing I want to say is it's December 31st this year, well, every year, that you have to get your gift in or any of your contributions, whether you're an employer or not, to qualify for your state tax incentive.
I guess our last question is, you know, you're a parent yourself. How real is this for your kids, and how do you teach them about savings? It's a hard thing to learn.
You know, thank you for asking. And I have a lot of colleagues, right, in the 529 field, and I've learned a lot from them. And so my children are now 8 and 10, and we have three jars, save, share, and spend. And when they get birthday money or if they earn some money, they have to put a little in each jar. And when their save jar gets to $25, they have to give it to me to put in the bank, and then we transfer it to their ideal account. And so I'm trying to show them by showing the graph of how their money is growing and so forth. And I really want them to have some stake in it. You know, I want them to feel like they're part of saving, because it's a big goal for every family. And so that's how we're working with it at our house. And if you ask when my kids were three, if you asked what you're saving for, they would come back and say, I'm saving for college, which I think is pretty, obviously this is what I do for a living. And it was kind of, people were kind of like, whoa, but it's just something we talk about all the time. And we say, this is a goal and this is an expectation and this is how we're going to help you get there.
That's great. Save, share, and spend. We've been speaking with Ideal Idaho College Savings Program Executive Director, Christy Stoll. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Next on this Thanksgiving week, we talk turkey with some local food producers. Some local food producers here in Idaho. I'm Tom Michael, and you're in tune with Idaho Matters.